Hey friends, I want to thank you very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs, the housing market is on fire, interest rates are at zero, and this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com. Imagine the implications of this, you guys. Just imagine.
Se para justo allí en la farola.
Think of Wuhan, China.
Seguramente esperando a que pasen coches o algo, entiendo. Fíjate a cuando falla la cámara. Ahí. Clarísimo.
Esto es una prueba más que vamos.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here with a special update. That was a soundbite from Ricardo Delgado from La Quinta Columna talking about a man on a bicycle who appears to have been zapped by some sort of energy weapon, maybe a 5G pulse. We're not sure what, but I think it's important footage to take a look at and discuss as we consider the rollout of 5G by AT&T and Verizon later this month in the United States. They're going to turn it on despite the FAA now begging for safety studies to be conducted because the FAA is very concerned about airplanes falling out of the sky or at least communications being interfered with as airplanes try to take off and land because of 5G. Before we get into the guts of this one, just a quick word about our sponsor. Crypto is a very fast way to build wealth. That's why Colin Plume, the CEO of Noble Gold, created MyDigitalMoney.com. It's the cryptocurrency platform that offers the best US-based phone support service. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you'll get a real live human being to answer your call. Don't understand how crypto IRAs work? You need help on how to sell your cryptos? Are you worried about the controversy over a crypto you already invested in? Call MyDigitalMoney.com. And here's a special treat. If you're unsure whether crypto investing is for you, open a Play Money account with MyDigitalMoney.com and try trading without any risk. So go to MyDigitalMoney.com right now and start building your wealth. So just keep in mind, friends, they're going to activate 5G here at some point in January. They put a temporary pause on it because of the FAA begging for some actual studies, safety studies to be done before planes start crashing because of 5G. AT&T and Verizon said, okay, we'll give you a couple of weeks, but we're still turning this damn thing on. Now imagine what might happen to people who have graphene oxide flowing through their veins because they took the experimental mRNA death shot. Listen to this from La Quinta Columna.
Vamos a ver ahora, José Luis.
That's Ricardo Delgado, guys, from Fifth Column, La Quinta Columna. He wants to show video of this guy on a bicycle who dies very suddenly, as if he's been shot.
Disparado. Pero es que justo en el momento que cae de la bicicleta, se observa una interferencia en la cámara, como si hubiera recibido un pulso electromagnético.
Muy interesante. Entonces,
fíjate, porque lo vamos a poner un par de veces para que se pueda ver bien. Lo tenemos aquí. Va a pasar en el segundo 23. A ver si...
Imagine ahora, the implications of this, you guys. Just imagine.
Se para justo allí en la farola.
Think of Wuhan, China.
Segundito. Seguramente esperando a que pasen coches o algo, entiendo. Fíjate a cuando falla la cámara. Y justo en el momento coincide con la fulminación. Ahí, hay un fallo. ¿Te has dado cuenta? Y sí. Cae repentino. A ver si podemos darle un poquito hacia atrás. Lo vamos a ver otra vez. Ahí. Clarísimo.
Esto es una prueba más que vamos.
Ahí, ¿eh? Clarísimo.
Esto es una prueba más que, vamos, impresionante. Esa es una prueba más que evidente de por qué se está saliendo la gente de las carreteras y etcétera.
Claro.
Esta es la prueba. Porque ya no es una cuestión de que el tío se cae fulminado por algo interno a él, sino que hay un desencadenante externo que queda grabado en...
I want to just pause it there, guys. That glitch, that's not a coincidence. The glitch in the video suggests some sort of maybe electromagnetic pulse or energy weapon may have been used in murdering that man as these devilish demonic experiments continue all over the planet. We don't know if the man was vaccinated, but I'm willing to bet he was.
En el registro de la cámara. Qué buen video, eso guárdalo, pero como oro en paño. Eso es oro en paño. Eso explicaría por qué hay tanta
gente que está
ahora
mismo cayendo de forma súbita por aquí y por allá. Eso es una prueba.
Comentando por aquí. Parece un disparo, pero es que es un pulso electromagnético a la velocidad de la luz. Además,
looks like a gunshot,
que registra la cámara en forma de interferencia, lo cual es normal.
Eso es un, el pulso que ha hecho esa interferencia en la cámara ha hecho una interferencia en el ritmo cardíaco.
Claro.
Y
si además, va vacunada la persona,
if the person is vaccinated, has graphene already located in their heart, and if in addition to that the person is exercising,
lo tienen clarísimo.
And then they get blasted by a pulse.
Hasta sin eso te lo pudiera hacer, pero con eso, oye, ¿cuánta gente está explicándonos últimamente que a causa de la densidad que hay en las ondas nota palpitaciones? Mucha gente, mucha. Mal, sí. Mal. O que se notan una atmósfera extraña cuando salen a la calle, como si estuvieran que se han metido en una nave espacial o que salen a un planeta que no es el tuyo.
He's saying that people are reporting a strange sensation when they go outside, a strange sensation in the environment. Something they can't quite put their hands on, something they don't really understand, but it doesn't feel normal, as if there's a lot of electromagnetism in the air.
Acciones son debidas a los campos electromagnéticos, pero si son pulsados, como eso que acabamos de ver, que pueden crear un desastre porque no hay, o sea, ahí hay un cortocircuito, ahí lo que funciona deja de funcionar y hasta que se pone en marcha, si es que se pone en marcha de forma espontánea y natural, que puede ser que no se ponga de forma natural y espontánea en marcha, pierdes conocimiento. Algunos se recuperan, dices, ¿qué me ha pasado? Pero ¿y el que empieza aquello a acelerarse y ya no se vuelve a recuperar? Y termina en parada cardiorrespiratoria y se acabó.
Some people end up in cardiac arrest and it's all over. So he says that's a fantastic video. It's first proof, let's say, that there's a cause that could be triggering the famous sudden attacks on these people who are dropping like flies. Attacks from the outside. Deliberate attacks. Proof of maybe, yeah, someone might say it's just a coincidence. But not with that video glitch.
Y sabemos lo que hay y dónde va. Eso es una prueba.
Ahora vamos a tener que colocar cámaras en todas las zonas donde haya, porque podría ser una...
Nadie piensa en recuperar las grabaciones y emitirlas. Es más, la policía va a recuperar porque tienen el registro en todas las autopistas, eso tienen sitio donde se graba la gente, adelantamiento, etcétera. Seguro que ellos vuelven a mirar, ven esos defectos y no se lo atribuyen a nada. Porque no sabe lo que están viendo. Vuelvo a decir que es que el que no sabe es como un topo. Como que no tienen ni idea. Lo estás viendo y no te estás dando cuenta. Es que eso es el problema de no saber. Y el que sabe va buscando esos signos. O sea, que tienes una grabación de donde cuando el coche, dámela, que la quiero ver. Y el otro ni se va a fijar que hay un salto en la grabación. Y tú si dices, mira dónde está el salto. ¿Has visto lo que pasa en el coche al mismo momento? Pues ese salto quiere decir que ese coche... Pero todo eso requiere inteligencia, neuronas, que me parece a mí que empezamos a ir bastante escasos y entre que la gente no quiere y los que debieran y no lo hacen, al final todo esto va a pasar por alto. Muy poca gente se va a dar cuenta. Esto ha parecido hoy una investigación del Colombo. Ricardo, anda que no he visto el capítulo del Colombo donde el tío coge al malo con una grabación de la cámara. Pues esto es lo mismo. Hoy ha sido la operación Colombo. Los hemos pillado con una cámara.
Friends, I don't think it's a coincidence. It could be. But I think the percentage, the chance of it being a coincidence that the camera glitched at pretty much the exact same moment the man on the bicycle fell over and died is highly, highly unlikely. it seems to me that it's more likely that that man was part of a test and was targeted by some sort of pulse, be it 5G, be it an electromagnetic pulse, an EMP, I don't know. But I think it's very, very interesting. And as Jose Luis says, it is evidence. It's evidence of something nefarious going on here. This is a perfect time for a break, friends, and a quick message from our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs. The housing market is on fire. Interest rates are at zero. And this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold, and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com. And we know how nefarious the entire plan is from the ground up with these quote-unquote vaccines, these mRNA gene therapies. And that same man right there, Ricardo Delgado from La Quinta Columna, the fifth column, has found startling things in these vaccine vials, nanotech microprocessors, and other nefarious things. And before we part ways, friends, I want to leave you with just a brief warning from my friend, attorney Todd Callender, in our recent interview, as Todd warns us about 5G and the dangers of 5G and the potential for 5G and these quote-unquote vaccines to commingle in ways that will not be good for the people who have been vaccinated.
5G is about to be turned on. I thank God it wasn't turned on today. That is radiation. As I understand it, those signals are somewhere between 33 and 66 gigahertz. That's the exact same frequency that your microwave oven uses. So they are going to radiate everybody. And how are these people that already have the graphene oxide in them, those that receive that particular shot, which I think is by far the most of them, how are they going to respond to these electrical impulses? We did a study, a legal study back in 2019, and actually discovered that the FCC and the cell phone communications companies had collaborated to make it illegal, in fact, a criminal offense for city councils to vote against the installation of 5G antennas in their neighborhoods. They're all one and the same. And the concern with the FAA, as I understand it, and I also happen to be a pilot, is not only does it interfere with the communications, but you know, big airplanes use radio altimeters when they're shooting the approach, when they're trying to land the airplane. They need very specific altitudes to hit the approach course, approach path correctly. And my understanding is that the 60 gigahertz signal, thereabouts, right, the microwave ovens being blasted around, actually interferes with that signal. So it's less a function of these airplanes flying around high in the sky. This will affect them negatively at the most dangerous and crucial part of the flight, and that's landing the airplane.
We've talked about the connection between 5G and the COVID vaccine. What do you think of that possibility?
It's a fact. Sorry, I didn't mean to be cutting you off. It's a fact. It's all there. None of this is actually hidden. You can find it in a variety of places. In fact, Natural News did an article that was cited in this particular one. DARPA rumored to be genetically modifying humans to create zombie super soldiers. The Charles Lieber, Dr. Lieber, who was just convicted in federal court for supporting the Chinese in their development of all of this stuff, was famous for atomically welding transistors into these nanoparticles, thereby turning them into nanobots. The reason why he did that was to make them responsive to cell phone signals, radiation signals, just like the ones we're talking about in 5G, 33 to 66 gigahertz range, as I understand it. What's also interesting is, as you mentioned, in Wuhan, when they turned on their 5G network, it was 10,000 transmitters all got turned on October 30, it was Halloween night, memory serves. In 2019, and then within a very short period of time, people started falling ill and dying. It also so happens that at that particular range of frequency, and we've done the studies to demonstrate this, if it's intensive enough, if you're close enough to the transmitter, that frequency is sufficient to separate the oxygen from the nitrogen molecule. And they can literally suffocate somebody in place. That person might even not know that they're being suffocated because they're breathing nitrogen and not getting any oxygen. So the 5G is by itself a weapon system. Active denial, right? It was the active denial system U.S. military, the Army uses. It's got a big dish on the top of a Humvee. They aim it at people and it makes the people feel like they're getting burned up. That is the 60 gigahertz signal. They are microwaving people. That's what we're talking about.
Okay, friends, we have so much more ready to come in this next week. Please stick with us and stay tuned for real news every single day at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
I've had my website hacked. I've had journalists at my door writing smear stories, but I wouldn't change it because I know that I and my team are on the right side of history here. There's no way I could sleep at night if I'd known that I'd been involved in injecting this poison into people.